light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light we shall see light. He healed the darkness of my mind. The day he gave my sight to me, it was not sin that made me blind. It was no sinner made me see. Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. Look at me now, none can deny, I once was blind and now I see. Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind and now I see. With great longing and in the joy of the Holy Spirit, we await the holy feast of Easter. Adonai is my light and my help. Whom should I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Before whom should I tremble? When the violent draw near to eat me alive, the mob eager to kill will stumble and collapse. Should battalions lay siege around me, my heart would not fear. Should war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of Adonai, this one thing do I seek, to live in the house of God every day of my life. Caught up in God's splendor and beauty, at prayer in the temple. Adonai will hide me there, hide my life from attack, a sheltering tent around me, a firm rock below. I am now beyond the reach of those who lay siege around me, and I will offer a sacrifice of joy. I will play and sing praise to God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. With great longing and in the joy of the Holy Spirit, we await the holy feast of Easter.
A reading from the first letter of John. Now, this is the message that we have heard from him and proclaimed to you. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we say, we have fellowship with God, while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of the beloved Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say, we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say, we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and the word is not in us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Rejoice in Adonai, exult at God's presence. Rejoice in Adonai, exult at God's presence. Make a highway for the one who rides on the clouds. Exalt at God's presence. Glory to the one and the word and the holy breath of love. Rejoice in Adonai, exalt at God's presence. I am willing to lose everything in order to gain that glorious knowledge of my love, Jesus Christ. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am willing to lose everything in order to gain that glorious knowledge of my love, Jesus Christ.
As we enter the springtime of the year and reach the midpoint of the season of Lent, may we examine our hearts and sincerely reject the false values that blind us to the presence of God. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As Jesus combined his own saliva with soil to make healing clay, may we join with Mother Earth in healing and restoring the species and ecosystems harmed by our blindness and greed. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As Jesus was ready to violate official interpretations of Sabbath law out of compassion, may we be ready to cross boundaries and dismantle the structures of religion and culture that oppress or marginalize others. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As we remember the man born blind, who was sent to wash in Siloam, may we be ready to share with others the light and truth of God's all-inclusive, unconditional love. Enlighten our hearts and minds. As we long to live in and walk by the light, may we recognize that our sight and insight are often blinded by pride, prejudice, elitism, and self-righteousness. Enlighten our hearts and minds. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, you sent Jesus to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Lead all who search for truth and light out of the blindness of selfishness, self-pity, and sin, to the vision of freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life. As so many species respond to the daily increase of sunlight, may we see the beauty and walk in harmony and peace with all people and all creation. We ask this through Christ our light. Amen. May the light of God surround us, the love of God enfold us, and the presence of God watch over us. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Ave Regina Celorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, Et pro nobis, Christum ex ora. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.